Hello?
Hey, Jack. Looks like that call was dropped. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. I think six fifty up. I think.
Upper 650. You said?
Yeah, yeah. Interest. And I mean the credit score.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had that checked?
Check a bank manager. Yeah, a couple of days ago, it's 703. Then a couple of days later, it dropped to 688.
Oh, what did it drop for? Was it the loans you took on, or?
I think so.
Okay. And then when were you looking to bring this on by, too? You know, what's the deadline for you?
Oh, I got as soon as possible so I can pay out next month.
Okay. So you'd be looking, ASAP then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and shoot over the application, you know, right when we get off the phone. Basically, what it is that we require is the one-page application, very simple, straightforward. And then along with that is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. So that's going to be from this last month back until March. And then
you take that much?
It's just because we need to, you know, see the health of the business, and one of the factors is sales. You know, credit is a factor for us. It's not one of the main factors, but, you know, definitely sales is the key factor, especially when you're looking at these capital loans. So we're definitely going to be needing all six of the most recent business bank statements. We also, you know, if you want to just download an online statement, shoot that over, that definitely works. And then along with that, we require a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you end up filing for the business for 2015 and get that, you know, taken away?
Uh-huh.
With no extensions and everything?
So what? I need 6 months. How can I do that? I can mail it to you?
Email.
Oh, yeah. How I do that?
If you just go online to your, you know, bank, and you can download a PDF of the statements. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, I try.
And then, are you the 100% owner for you guys, for Best Boy Donuts?
Yeah, it's just a sole proprietor, yeah.
Okay, and you said it's a sole proprietorship?
Uh-huh.
How long have you been running the show out there in Fresno?
Oh, then 2010.
Okay, you opened it all up yourself and everything too?
What?
You opened it everything up yourself?
Yeah.
How'd you get in the industry? You just wanted to make a donut shop or?
Yeah, I've been in the donut shop since 2005, but I just switched from Los Angeles to here.
Oh, you said you moved from LA?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm not sure if you knew we're down in San Diego, so.
Uh-huh.
Southern California as well.
Boy.
And then who do you guys bank with? Who do you currently bank with?
Bank America.
Did you approach them to, you know, see if you could get some capital for this?
Oh, it's okay. I don't need them.
Don't want to mess with the, you know, the nationwide banks?
Yeah.
Yeah, no issue. We actually deal with that a lot. What's kind of a, you know, plan B for you then if you didn't end up refining these? Just kind of keep paying
keep paying the high interest,
that's it. Yeah, just kind of keep plugging away, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I think I basically covered you know, just about everything. Do you have any questions for me while you're still on the phone?
No. What do I need? A six-month bank statement?
Yep, and then
my income tax?
Yep, just a copy of the most recent tax return for the business, not personal, just for the business. And we'll just need a copy of that. So just the first page and then the page with the ownership breakdown. So we can see that you're the 100% owner and everything.
I file with the joint tax with my wife every year. I don't file a business tax. I file like the Schedule C, all that stuff, right?
Well, say that again, sorry.
But the income tax.
Uh-huh. We need the first page and then the K-1. So we have the ownership breakdown.
Okay, let me try.
Perfect. And then when do you think you can get this back to me, too? I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone.
What I need?
No, I just said, when do you think you can get this back to me?
Oh, I don't know. You need 6 months bank statement, have to go take a look.
Okay, for sure.
You take it like 2 months or 3 months, I understand, but you need 6 months.
No, yeah, we just need 6 months, but the turnaround with us is about 24 hours. Once you get everything in, I can give you an approval.
I get all that stuff, I cannot get in 24 hours.
So, no, I'm just saying...
Especially, I'm not good with send you through by email. That's what's hard.
Okay, well, do you have a fax machine that also works?
Yeah, I'm going to fax a lot of pages. It costs me a lot of money.
Right. You can, I mean, if you want to mail them, that works too, but that's going to take a long time, and I know you're looking to get this, cash pretty fast.
You just put an email. I tried email work before, but you have to feel free to look.
Yeah, email's definitely the easiest way. If you just download the PDFs, if you go online, log into your bank account, it's super easy.
That's right. Okay, so how do you got AP?
What was that?
What's your email?
I'll shoot it over right when we get when we get off the phone. And then can I leave you with my number in case you need to get back to me and have any questions?
The one I call right now, that's your number?
Yep, that's it. And it looks like your email Jack Lim LIM011 at Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, Jack. Do you have any other questions while you still got me on the line?
Oh, no. I tried to get all that stuff.
Okay, perfect. I guess if I don't get it back from you by the end of the week, I'll give you another ring and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, Jack. Have a good rest of your day, man.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye.